And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome right around the country into Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth through the Macquarie Network, 2GB, 3AW, 4BC, 5AA and 6PR. Nice to have you with us Sunday morning. Hello if you're waking up after some springtime shenanigans, perhaps some spring carnival shenanigans. This is your hour to reset and get well. And wherever you're listening to us from, we have one number, 131873, one number to rule them or in the darkness bind them. I think, you know, with some apologies to Gandalf there, messed that up. I tried it really well. Ed Phillips here with you, joined by nutritionist and healthy chef Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello.
Good morning.
And pharmacist and medical herbalist Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Good morning, Ed. And talking about shenanigans, I think you've been in it with an intro like that.
We tried hangover cures last week as a precursor. Yes. Should have listened a bit better.
Yes.
You look well. Thank you.
Feel pretty good. We're going to cover plenty of stuff to make you feel well, stay well, live well and look fabulous today, including We'll chat about sleeplessness. There's been a recent report commissioned by the Sleep Health Foundation. Nearly 40% of us experience some form of inadequate sleep. I would think it'd probably be a little bit more than that.
Definitely.
Even.
Quality of sleep, that's four out of ten.
I reckon there's more, and they're just not admitting to it. But we'll tell you about a hero product that could help relieve sleeplessness and help restore healthy sleep patterns as well. Also, really looking forward to chatting to Much Love TV presenter and radio larrikin John O'Coleman. He's had a really tough year battling prostate cancer. Had a great sort of result in recent times with in terms of his prognosis. He'll join us after the break, and we'll find out what he's doing about Movember. Jono's going to have a mo as well. He's one of the ambassadors also, so we'll chat to him. You're going to cook us up something super healthy
today, nutritious and delicious. Always. Well, you know me, I love a good breakfast, but it's something that kind of is a little bit different. So we're using bone broth and we're putting it with eggs, something that you don't normally think to add together, but bone broth, protein, amino acids, collagen, it really is an interesting addition to add to food, but it's the flavour that works so well.
And it doesn't kind of overpower the egg?
Not at all. I mean, it's a little bit like putting a bit of soy sauce in a food or seasoning. You can use it in that kind of way as well.
Yeah, okay.
But again, more bang for your buck, more good nutrition.
That's what we want.
What about the added soy sauce, Ed? Like soy sauce on a dim sim. It just goes.
They're all good, all those things. What about in the A to Z of vitamins today?
Well, we're going to be talking, Zoe just mentioned bone broth then. So collagen, we talk so often, this is the time of the year when probably our skin takes the greatest pounding of all time, because we're out in the sun, we're out a lot more than we normally are across winter. So we're going to be talking briefly about ways that we can reinforce skin structure and just enjoy summer without the fear of damage to skin.
Now, Zoe, there's big numbers across the population who are affected by gluten. You may be perhaps gluten sensitive, perhaps you're a fully blown celiac. Some great developments taking place in terms of a trial that's just getting underway.
Yeah, so this is really interesting. This is a trial that's a vaccine for celiac disease. I think we still need to be quite cautious approaching this. And I think for a lot of people, there is a bit of a confusion. Obviously, celiac is an autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
It's something that's very different to a gluten intolerance. And we're seeing more and more people suspect a gluten intolerance. I believe it's more because they've got poor quality digestive systems probably eating highly processed forms of gluten-based foods.
Yes.
So I think if we had more enzyme-rich and more of a whole food plant-based diet, we'd probably alleviate a lot of those symptoms. I'm getting your issues now.
Homer Simpson. Yeah.
But it still is really interesting. What do you think, Gerald?
Well, look, we've just got to be careful, Zoe. The vaccines are up in front. The day will come when I think we'll have a vaccine for almost everything. But we've got to get this in perspective, that gluten is certainly an issue with many, many people. A lot of people self-diagnose and they become gluten-free, which is not necessarily the right thing to do. And as you said, let's go back to some basics in food preparation. Learn to love the stuff that's simple and just get away from this highly processed stuff, yeah, which is probably responsible for a fair percentage of gut-related issues.
And we see a lot of interesting information that's coming out about what happens when we process our food. So the more processed the food is that we lose enzyme content. So these enzymes are paramount in how we actually process and digest our food. And unfortunately, what happens is we become highly reliant on our own digestive system and our own enzymes, which simply aren't abundant. We can't just keep pushing and pushing and pushing the body with highly processed foods and expect our digestive system, this amazing powerhouse, to be doing it all. And this is why, if you went back, you know, to our grandparents' diets, what they were eating was quite simple foods. Their foods tended to be, you know, a little less processed, and that meat and three veg diet is actually quite a good diet, to be honest. A little boring, don't get me wrong, but it kind of was something that we should be approaching as our day-to-day type diet as well. So it's really kind of understanding that we can enrich our diet with enzyme-based foods. I mean, there's lots of different, even just having apple cider vinegar or, you know, bitter foods. Mm-hmm. You should have seen Ed's face then. Wasn't a good one.
No, he's not a bitter person, essentially.
Not very partial. No. But enriching your diet with these types of foods is great. But obviously the best thing to do is to eat a whole food diet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. We have our experts standing by. 1-3-1-8-7-3, one number to rule them all. And in the darkness, bind them. That's what I was going for at the open. I get there eventually.
Yeah, second try.
10 minutes. Let's grab Helen, who's on the line from San Remo. Good morning. Our expert's standing by for you, Helen.
Hello, Helen.
Good morning, panel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gerald.
How can we help, Helen?
About my hair. I'm 70 years old. Mm-hmm. My husband had cancer 2 years ago.
I'm sorry about that.
Kidney cancer. He passed away at the beginning of the year.
Sure.
So since then, I've been under, as you can imagine, a great
incredible
deal of
stress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's that's why you.
I've lived in San Remo a lot, but this all happened in WA, and I was listening to you over there as well. So I've had to sell up a house, probate, all that sort of thing. Now, I've just found over the last, I don't know, quite a few months, really probably all this year, my hair's been suffering. It hasn't got the same texture.
No. Helen, one of the greatest reflections on your health is the quality of your hair. And a person who is healthy usually has luxurious hair that shines. And with what you've been through, that's perfectly understandable. Mm. So you've got to look, and how often do Zoe and I speak about appropriate nutrients? So you're in a bit of a food bowl down there on Phillip Island. So enjoy that. Lots of seafood. And focus on fresh fruits and vegetables. But the minerals that we're looking at are mainly zinc and silica. And silica comes in a number of different ways. Probably the best absorbed is in a liquid gel form that's a once-a-day form. And it does take time. It may take 6 months, Helen, but be patient. A multivitamin's going to help you as well, because you need some help to get back to where you need to be comfortable within your own self. Yeah. And you've been through so much, and you've just got to remember, you're not going to be able to forget that tomorrow. It's slow and easy, isn't it, Zoe?
Yeah, big time. And look, do remember that, I mean, I've gone through depression, I understand how confronting it can be. And Lifeline, I would be reaching out and getting that extra bit of counselling, because, again, you can't do this on your own. And if you don't have that support around you, you're always going to be highly adrenally stressed. And when we're highly adrenally stressed, we basically use all our nutrients. So create that support around you, 13, 11, 14.
Keep family close.
Yeah, family, friends, and an impartial ear sometimes is a little bit easier than those family and friends as well.
Interesting. And stay with us too. The A to Z of vitamins, we're looking at some of the Go Healthy range, which helps our hair, skin and nails. So that's coming up a little bit later in the show. Thank you for your call, Helen. Keep them coming. 1-3-1-8-7-3. We've got a little break. The fabulous John O'Coleman to brighten up the airwaves right after this on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse. Help support memory and focus with Flawless King Mind, and restore your sleep with Flawless Redorman Fort. Available from Chemist Warehouse.
Now, we know tooth decay and gum disease develops when plaque is allowed to build up on our teeth and along the gum line as well, which is why flossing is so important for oral hygiene. For those who've had tooth cavities, you'll know they're no fun at all. So put your best tooth forward and check out the Waterpik Water Flosser from Chemist Warehouse. The pulsating jets of water remove up to 99.9% of the plaque in the treated areas. An incredibly effective way to floss if you don't like flossing all that much. An excellent Christmas gift too. The Waterpik Water Flosser is now only $119.99 from Chemist Warehouse. You can fight tooth decay and gum disease and get that smile back. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to have your company this hour. It is Ed Phillips joined by Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. It's November the 4th, which means we're 4 days into Movember. It is the time to focus on men's health, everyone. Movember targets the most prominent health issues faced by men, including prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health and suicide prevention as well. Now, since Movember first started in Australia back in 2003, the foundation's grown to fund more than 1,200 men's health initiatives across more than 20 countries. It's a great success story. In fact, it's the only charity to tackle men's health on a global scale. And we're so thrilled to be joined by TV funny man and ambassador for Movember, the delightful Jono Coleman, one of the humans who just lights up your day every time we see him. Hello, buddy.
Oh, I'm a TV funny man.
You are.
Sunday morning.
Be funny now, immediately.
Three men walked into a Chemist Warehouse out.
Jono, we were all rocked when we got your news in May, I think it was, of last year. And in fact, you took a couple of days to digest it, not even tell your wife about your prognosis. Take us through quickly the story and then how you got involved in Movember.
Well, basically, I was doing a radio show in that sort of same building that you're in there for what it was called then was Talking Lifestyle.
I remember it.
Yeah. I think you're on it for a while.
That's why it's familiar. Okay.
That's right. And the situation was I was doing Studio 10 in the morning on the TV, and then I would then do my Talking Lifestyle show in the evenings. And in between, I got a message from my doctor that my PSA level had gone up. This, PSA is basically the protein of the prostate, and I always getting like a 6-monthly blood test to make sure I wasn't going to keel over and die of a heart attack, because that was what I was more worried about, being a slightly big boned man that I am.
Big boned, yes.
And so they said, oh, your PSA is a bit high. You need to go and see a specialist. We'll just get a, you know, we'll get that organized for you. So I ended up going up to see on a Friday afternoon. I sort of thought I want to get this over and done with as quickly as possible. And the Friday afternoon, 2017, when everyone was going out to sort of have Friday drinks and farewell drinks for someone I was working with at Studio 10, I was up at St. Vincent at Philip Stricker's office. Professor Philip Stricker is one of the sort of top guys, and he gave me a digital test with my with his little finger in a rubber glove, which took about 30 seconds.
Lovely.
Next time I ask you for a story, can you make it a bit quicker and a bit less graphic?
Enjoying your breakfast, everybody. it is that simple, though. Basically, he said within about 30 seconds, "Oh yeah, your prostate's slightly enlarged, and there's a hard lump. I'd say you've got cancer."
Oh,
like, well, I thought, wow, this is a weird way to spend Friday afternoon when everyone else is out having drinks. I'm in Philip Stricker's office at St. Vincent, being told I've got prostate cancer.
Mm.
So it was kind of like being in a movie that I wasn't really there, but I was there, and it was kind of like, oh my god. The first thing I thought was I heard the word cancer, so I thought, well, I'm going to die. And then I thought, oh, how am I going to tell Margot? How am I going to tell the kid? And then I was thinking, Kim, your producer, who's probably sitting outside
yes.
now, mate, should I tell her? I'm going to do a radio show tonight. Should we talk about it on the radio? Should we take calls? So it was like about a million things going through my sort of little mind all at once. Cut to a lot of, you know, processes and medical stuff and treatments. I basically haven't had surgery or anything. I had chemotherapy, I had radiotherapy, and basically I'm virtually, you know, in remission now. So I'm sort of, it's an ongoing treatment to basically check every sort of 3 months, have a blood test, just to make sure that the cancer has gone from the prostate, and it had also sort of crept into a few bones and things like that. So you basically, you know, I never believe in saying it's over until the fat lady sings. I'm not singing
till the big boned lady. I think
the big boned lady thing. So the bottom line is, I got asked if I would also spread my good word with Cameron Daddo and various other people about the wonders of treatment, medical treatment these days for things like prostate cancer, testicular cancer, depression, men's health generally. So the Movember Foundation said, would you be an ambassador? And I thought, fantastic, that'll be good money. I'll probably get some sort of free accommodation in an ambassadorial house.
Have some robes.
Oh, I love your attitude.
Yeah. I thought, robes, I'll get that remnant. And that was it. So basically, we're out there telling people, don't be scared. Like, a lot of guys, as you know, Ed, they just stick their head in the ground.
They really put it off, don't they?
Exactly. I'm sort of bulletproof, and I'll do that next week. I'm far too busy now to go and get a blood test or go and see the GP. I think what Movember's all about is whatever it is, just have the conversation with your GP. And whether you're fine, you might be fighting fit. And, you know, God knows you are, and I feel fighting fit most of the time. But, you know, with things like testicular cancer or prostate cancer, there's very few symptoms, if any.
It's interesting because that really kind of hit a raw nerve with me when you spoke about your being able to tell your wife and your children, because my father also saw Philip Stricker when he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And touch wood, he's great. Do you think for a lot of men, is it the fear of actually kind of having a checkup, or do you think it's the fear of sort of finding out a bad prognosis? And is that what Movember's about as well, as kind of dissipating that fear that men have?
I think men. We've always been portrayed in movies and in life generally as you're a man.
Yeah, toughen up.
You know, toughen up, guys. Just sort of keep on going. And men don't cry and men don't hug and all that kind of stuff. And I think, luckily, a lot of that's changing now with the younger generations. And I think that's it. It's the fear of going to the GP and him saying, oh, this isn't right. But that's what GPs are supposed to do. Half the time, they're not 100% right themselves. So, you know, if you don't make the first step and walk through the door and say, okay, take some blood, let's do a blood test, then you don't give the GP or the specialist the chance to say, you know what, I thought it was this. It's a little bit swollen, but we can fix that with tablets.
So that's just the first step. Get people out there and going to their GP if they think there's a problem.
Have the conversation, because it's these days, cancer, thank God, it's not the death sentence. It used to be prostate cancer. I mean, women's breast cancer research has been going leaps and bounds, and raising money for breast cancer and for prostate cancer and all these terrible cancers like brain cancer and soft tissue cancers and liver cancers. It's like we've got a cancer for everybody. It seems like every day someone's coming up with a new and horrible form of cancer. And what we've got to do as incredibly clever human beings is pay these people in these research labs, which we are doing, to come up with ways of maybe you don't need a great dollop of chemotherapy these days. They're finding that big chemotherapy hits for a lot of women with breast cancer is unnecessary in a lot of cancers. And it's research like that that saves people a lot of hardship and pain and nightmares later on.
Jono, Gerald here. Movember's been going for a long, long time. How do we measure what differences we've been able to make? How can we tell that this message is getting across to chaps, probably through their spouses?
Gerald, I think it's getting through to people only by the fact that it's continued and gets bigger and bigger every year. And I think the thing is that people need to, you know, put into their Google or their favourite search engine, as they say, a Google. The Movember Foundation, or just put into, you know, any Wikipedia thing about Movember, and you'll see the statistics that come up and the incredible numbers of people that raise money, have a party or have a function to actually raise money from Movember. And the good thing about it now, these days, is that Movember isn't just about prostate cancer. It's about men's health generally, so it's kind of testicular. It's stopping men from committing suicide, which is also an alarmingly high number. It's also making men sit down with other blokes and go, hey, listen, what do you reckon I should do about this? It's kind of starting that whole conversation. I know that sounds very sort of Q&A, but it is important that blokes traditionally talked about cars and pies and footy and sport and whatever. And I think there's also time to talk about men's health, because women do it much better than we do.
Cool.
Excellent stuff. Mobro, you can Google that and that'll take you to the various sites as well. Grower Mo, I can't wait to see you with some sort of giant handlebar moustache as your work continues. Fantastic stuff. Fun fact for Jono, although he has a birthday, it's kind of nondescript. It's like Carrie-Anne Kennelly. We won't know how old you are. Somewhere in the 60s. But you're a Feb 29 baby, aren't you? So you're really just a 15-year-old trapped.
That's right.
Ah, I like that.
Very early 60s.
Very early.
I think I'm about 35 or 30. But
yeah
I'm 29th of February, and I only get a birthday when the Olympics are on.
Yes.
Basically. So
fabulous.
It keeps me
big celebration.
I think it's a celebration. I can have it on the 28th or the 29th or the 1st, depending on what year. But I think look, with anything that you've got to keep a smile on your dial, and you've got to keep happy, and you've got to keep positive. I think the one way of healing, and Zoe knows about this, is the one way of healing is self-healing is very important as well.
Definitely.
And positive attitude, great, eating the right food, the Mediterranean diet, lots of green things, and as little things as possible that go through supermarket processing. You know, it's just
good
all about
advice.
Eating healthy, fresh food, olive oil, fish. I don't have red
that
meat.
Mediterranean diet.
That's why Margot and I recently been to the Greek islands.
That's why. All right. Intense, okay.
Intense research. That's what it is. It's intense research.
Just like you're fabulous.
Politicians always go off on fact finding.
Just the naughty.
Can I do my research as well in the Mediterranean?
Yeah, absolutely. You're a naughty 15-year-old, Jono, but we're glad you're joining us and appreciate the heads up today. Always great to speak to you, mate.
My pleasure, and lots of love to you guys. And stay well and stay healthy.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Jono.
131873 is our number. More calls to come here on the House of Wellness after this break.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse. Help support memory and focus with Flawless King Mind and restore your sleep with Flawless Redorman Fort. Available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, the misery of hay fever is nothing to sneeze at. You should try Azinair Nasal Spray Hay Fever Relief. That'll treat the symptoms of allergic rhinitis. Now, whether it's dogs or cats or pollen or grass seeds, check out Azinair. For nasal congestion, sneezing and watery, itchy eyes, well, they're not what you need when you're trying to enjoy lovely, warm, spring-like weather, so get some relief. Clear your allergies and not your wallet with Azinair Nasal Spray at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed, and if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day. It is the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here, joined by Zoe Bingley-Pullen, our fabulous nutritionist and healthy chef, pharmacist Gerald Quigley, standing by for your calls. Joan, why don't we come to you in Tennyson in SA. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thanks for hanging on.
Pleasure, Joan.
No, that's not a problem. I enjoy listening to your show. I'm worried about my husband. Mm. He's a workaholic, and between now and Christmas, he's almost working, you know, non-stop, sleeps very little, gets up, starts again, and it keeps going. Now, I try and keep his diet full of lots of greens. We eat a lot of green vegetables. I'm always throwing in greens in everything. But I am worried about him because he does get tired and you know, it just keeps going, and it will be for the next couple of months because everybody wants everything done before.
Sure, yeah. And Joan, look, speaking from experience as a husband, we don't listen.
Yeah.
It's something. It's something we've refined beautifully.
He's one of the perfectionists with that.
Is he? Look, and it's a heck of a problem, and it's very common at this time of the year when all of a sudden there is a limited time within which to get all sorts of tasks done. So, look, watch him, because that's the classic stage where his stress levels go through the roof. His time's not his own, his time's not yours as well. So maybe you could just say, sweetheart, I need an hour with you where we can just enjoy one another's company and get some time together. Now, from a supplement perspective, put him onto a multi with lots of vitamin B in it. Joan, or a high B. B are the stress vitamins. Load him up and give it to him twice a day. Not once a day, twice a day. It's not a synthetic crutch, but it's just going to replace his low levels of B, which that's going to be happening behind the scenes, whether he likes it or not, and that's not good for him.
And a little thing that might work as well is obviously because he's in a very physical job. Is he a builder of that nature? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
So often the things that they won't do is they'll go high in caffeine, not drink enough water. So maybe even making something like a really good veggie juice and adding something like spirulina or some acai. These are big antioxidants as well, so they're going to help to support. But also, it will help to support blood sugar levels throughout the day. So what happens often is you'll have that dip and he might then be... You might not know what he's eating when he's out there, and he might be grabbing a more processed type food, which again then depletes the body of the B vitamins because it takes B vitamins to process these foods. So maybe just getting either a really good smoothie, putting it in a flask, a juice, putting it in a flask, enriching it with some, you know, spirulina or acai or something of that nature, and just getting him to sip it over the day as his snack.
Nice one. What about a very healthy brekkie or perhaps brunch? Because an eggy start is a good one, and you've got something nutritious and delicious to kick start us all, Zoe.
So this is a collagen bone broth that we're adding into it. So this is a chili avo scrambled eggs. It could not be more simple. It has literally got eggs, avocado, beautiful herbs. You can use parsley, coriander, basil, finely chopped, a little bit of red chili. Again, you don't have to add it if you don't want to. But the other product we're adding in is a little bit of bone broth. So this is a product that you can just make into a liquid. So normally it's about of a ratio of 1 to 4. And it kind of acts as the seasoning. So it's a bit like a stock or a miso paste or a soy sauce you might add into it. You don't need to add any additional salt and pepper into that, I believe. And it's really simple. Throw the whole thing in a pan. Give it a bit of a mix under heat, obviously. We are doing that exactly today on House of Wellness.
Can I help you out? Because that sounds delicious, which means I get to sample it a little bit later on.
Yes, please.
What's the benefit of the bone broth then, health-wise?
So bone broth has amino acids in it, which is basically the building block of the entire body, but also what it has is collagen. So collagen naturally gets affected as we age, particularly in things like skin. So making sure that you've got these foods into your diet is really, really effective.
Having this for brunch, or breakfast will make you beautifuler.
Beautiful. Right.
We went quick, but if you'd like the recipe, just Google recipes, House of Wellness, or have a look at our website. There's a beautiful tab there for some of Zoe's incredible creations, houseofwellness.com.au. Let's take a quick break. More of your calls coming up after this.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse. Help support memory and focus with Flawless Keen Mind and restore your sleep with Flawless with Dormant Fort. Available from Chemist Warehouse.
Coffee, pizza, barbecues, garlic, chocolate, throw in some pepper. Sounds like a great night out. All delicious, but not that enjoyable for those who suffer heartburn because of them. If it sounds like you, pop into Chemist Warehouse and get back to being you with Maprise. By effectively reducing stomach acid amounts, Maprise provides 24-hour symptomatic relief from frequent heartburn and acid reflux too. It's the little things that matter in life. So get back to being you with Maprise. Right now, Maprise 20 milligrams, 7 tabs at just $12.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. If symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day. This is the House of Wellness. Our TV version rolls out from midday today up the East Coast. Check your local guides as well through South Australia and WA. We're putting a spring in our step today, guys. Yeah. We're doing the show live from South Bank in Melbourne near Crown.
Can't wait.
You and I are cooking up what we're going to make, that beautiful omelette-y kind of eggs.
Omelette-y kind of eggy.
What are we making?
Scrambled eggs.
I'll just crack the eggs into the bowl. How about that?
Sounds good.
Okay, good.
It's all right. He's not just a pretty face.
We're going to send Joe Stanley out to take a look at how colour affects our mood. So prominent in spring with all the beautiful colours out as well. And Bianca will be out to find out what triggers all those dreaded spring allergies as well, including the hay fever symptoms and so on, what you can do about it as well. We have influential special guests teaching us that all those fresh looks will inspire you for spring, plus a special fashion parade that's going to happen for a few of our lucky people out down there getting a spring makeover. Mm. So it's all coming up on the House of Wellness TV version a little bit later on. Let's get to some of your calls. Vince is standing by in Young. Good morning, Vince.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good, buddy. How can we help you out today on the House of Wellness?
Look, I am 31-year-old truck driver. I do 6 days a week, and I'm cooped up in a cab about 110-plus hours every single week.
Wow, that's long.
120 kilos, 5'8".
Yeah.
Now, I find myself eating through boredom.
Yeah, of course you do.
And if I'm going to chew like an old cow...
Laughter's the best remedy.
I try and eat healthy. I do my 10,000 steps a day.
Okay.
It's not really helping the cause.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do?
Yeah. Great question, though, mate, and I love your headspace for asking us.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I mean, I think you fit into so many guys' kind of, you know, like type of life. So it's quite, what's quite interesting is it's working out what's going to work best for you. In an ideal world, we'd have half our diet coming from our fruit and vegetables and grains, sort of a quarter from animal and vegetable protein, and probably another quarter coming from fats. And that's not specific, because obviously every person's slightly different. But I think that's a kind of a good methodology to work towards, because you are stationary, what you obviously don't need is a lot of high energy dense food, because you're not using that energy. And you are, unfortunately, your 10,000 steps is not enough, because what you need is resistance training, because you actually need to be building up that metabolic furnace. You really need to be burning continuously when you're sitting, which we always are, but we need that metabolism to be up as high as we possibly can.
Righto.
Yeah, so now, I'd be putting some resistance, even if you got online, Googled some resistance basic trainings, but even things like very simple squats, just using your own body weight. You don't necessarily, you've got weight there. You don't necessarily need to be, need to be kind of getting weights on. But I actually do think if you can afford to go and see a trainer once, don't need to keep doing it, just to get that knowledge, and they can help to put a routine that you could do when you get out of the car. You could go for a little walk around a park. You could get a chair, do some squats, do some push-ups, something like that. Really, really simple.
Now, if I'm going to chew like an old cow, is there something I can chew on that is like, I eat a lot of celery.
So
salad.
Yeah, look, I mean, the thing is that you don't like those foods. I mean, the things, they're boring foods,
I actually don't mind.
Oh, well, I love you. That's great. It's even better.
It's just, is there other options?
Yeah, so the better foods to be...
Cutting up a whole bunch of celery, cutting up carrots.
Great. So you might want to have a more sort of protein-based food if that's the case, simply because they're more satisfying, and the idea is that you eat less. But the problem is that you're eating all the time as well, and your digestive system cannot simply compete with that. You have to have big successful breaks in between your eating, so your body can actually process your foods effectively. And that is a lot to do. We hear about fasting. There's a lot of research coming on board about things like that now, saying how beneficial it actually is.
What about something like a big bag of apples? Is that going to be too
much?
I
think his celery and carrots are going to be the better option than having high fructose-based foods. And look, I mean, I probably would say introduce a bit of nuts and seeds into that food, simply even though they're calorific, what they have is high nutrient-dense foods as well, and they've got those good fats. They're going to burn slower. They're going to be more effective from a glycemic response, so in regards to slow releasing food, slow release of energy, also feeling fuller for longer.
Yeah.
You know, very, very simple. When you are eating, my preference is always kind of to go towards seeds over nuts. They're really nutrient dense. They're lower allergenic type foods as well. But you could actually, even if you made up something like a little protein ball, that would be really nice. And you can put carrots and things like that in protein balls.
Yeah, right.
And you could just chew on those. But I think the key thing is trying to have a bit more breaks in between your eating.
And if you've ever seen a truckie get in and out of the cab, Vince will attest to this, you know, it's a bit of an effort. So maybe a couple of sneaky ones, in and out a couple of times.
Anything.
Get yourself huffing and puffing before you're behind the wheel. Vince, great call, mate. Thank you. You can follow that up at our website, houseofwellness.com.au. To sleep, we'd all love more of it, a better quality of it. And we're seeing in the latest commissioned report by the Sleep Health Foundation, nearly 40% of us experience some form of inadequate sleep. I suspect, Gerald, there's more than that, certainly after some hot nights, but there are some ways to sort of turbocharge our sleep and make it more healthy.
We talk sleep often, Ed, and it's a very simple process in spite of 40% of Australians not sleeping well. But essentially, we want to get to sleep. We want to stay asleep. Mm. We want to wake up refreshed.
Mm.
And there's been a lot of clinical work done on two herbs in particular, one called hops. And we think hops, we think beer.
We
it's
do.
It's different. We've got the tips of hops, because it's a very powerful way of actually helping us restore our circadian rhythms. And that's important. And the valerian is the other clinically proven one, which stops that busy mind. Now, it doesn't work overnight. It takes 2 to 3 weeks, even sometimes 4 weeks.
Oh, so but
regular routine will reestablish the patterns. So worth considering if you don't sleep.
Melatonin levels seem to also be a key.
Yes.
And that can be out of whack if you're not having
good. And that's the
role
of hops, Ed. Hops gently restores that as well. well. But that's part of the whole thing. But it's a good, safe way of getting back some decent sleep.
All righty. And they're in a supplement form as well?
Yeah, they are. Find them naturally? Yeah, okay. Yeah, there are. But the important thing is set the routine. 2 to 4 weeks. It's not going to happen
overnight.
There was
some interesting research that spoke about children and melatonin and the success that children were also having by supplementing with melatonin. But is it the kind of thing that you should not take if you don't have an adequate sleep?
Well, we've sort of gone off at an angle because melatonin as a single substance is a different kettle of fish altogether. So we're talking here about, and children, they don't sleep for all sorts of other reasons, and there's usually issues behind the scenes there. So we're talking here grown-ups, even perhaps students at this time of the year, that can get quality sleep without waking up feeling as if they've been run over by something across the night.
Alrighty, good heads up. Let's take a little break. The A to Z of vitamins on the other side of this here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse. Help support memory and focus with Flawless Keen Mind and restore your sleep with Flawless Redorman Fort. Available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, the misery of hay fever is nothing to sneeze at. Try Azanair Nasal Spray Hay Fever Relief to treat the symptoms of allergic rhinitis. Now, it could be dogs or cats or pollen, even grass seeds. Check out Azanair. For nasal congestion and sneezing and watery, itchy eyes, well, they're not what you need when you're trying to enjoy lovely spring weather. So get relief. Clear your allergies and not your wallet with Azanair Nasal Spray at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day. Last of our quick calls. Here we go. Alison in Minto, you've been very patient. How can we help you out this morning?
Oh, hello, Gerald. I'm 50 and I'm waiting to go through the change of life. And I'm still getting a cycle, but I'm back on the pill as of yesterday. I'm just wondering if there's anything over the counter that I can get so I don't have to keep taking the pill.
Alison, it's the sort of thing you probably need to have a really close chat with your doctor about. Look, there are nutrient deficiencies that the pill causes, but if you've got concerns, write them down, go back to your doctor and say, now look, take me through this again. What am I expecting as a result of taking the pill? What risks am I exposed to at my age? See what the answers he gives you, and if you want to chat about those answers, either drop me a message through our House of Wellness website or call back and let us know.
All righty. And we're going to dish out our $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher shortly. A to Z of vitamins time, though. What are we looking at today with spring in our sights?
We've talked skin health and hair health. We've had a call about that from Helen in San Remo.
Yeah.
And look, it's just a way of making sure that we give our skin the most support across summer. We've got pollutants, we've got sunshine, all these things. So any formulations that contain collagen and zinc and horsetail, which is the natural form of silica, are all going to help reinforce skin structure and just ensure no further damage. So that's a very simple formulation.
Fantastic. By the way, the A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy for healthy energy and vitality. Try New Zealand's number one premium supplement now available in Australia. By the way, does men's skin age at the same rate as women's skin? Are we different creatures?
I'm just looking across at you.
you think I look 20?
Yes. No, look, you look okay, Ed, but you keep working on it, okay?
Okay. I mean, women take far more care of their skin than we do, so let's be honest.
Well, but we should. You know, we're learning, aren't we blokes, that we need to moisturise and we need to be sensible.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks for the update, everybody. We're back again next Sunday. You can always listen back to the show or watch us on TV on Channel 7, come out from midday up the East Coast, and check your guides through South Australia and WA as well. houseofwellness.com.au. For the $100 gift voucher, Gerald, where are we looking today?
Joan from Tennyson in South Australia, you are the winner today because you would be typical of so many people who are just scratching their heads saying, my husband or my spouse or my partner has so much to do before Christmas. Look after him, Joan, but you are the winner today, the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher. Ed, can I also say, for those callers we didn't get to, drop an email to me through the website. You will get a response today, and there's lots of information on the website about prostate health, to which we talked to Jono earlier this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. There's an Ask tab at the top of our page, houseofwellness.com.au. GQ, thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Thank
Zoe Bingley-Pullen, I'll see you in the kitchen shortly.
Goodbye.
What are we cooking up? Omelette-y scrambled thing.
Eggs.
Gosh, it's going to be delicious.
Come on, Ed.
Have a great Sunday, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Stay well.